What happens when something you once loved starts to feel like pressure? For a lot of college athletes, the game they grew up loving slowly turns into something else. Stress, expectations, and emotion weight that most people never see. Behind the highlights and wins, there's a different story. One filled with pressure to perform, maintain scholarships, balance school, and even deal with personal relationships that can impact everything. Today, we're talking about the fallout of love in college sports, how passion can fade, how emotions play a role in performance, and what really goes on behind the scenes. When athletes are younger, sports are fun. It's about competition, friends, and doing something they enjoy. But once they reach the college level, everything changes. Now there's pressure from coaches, expectations from teammates, and the constant need to perform at a high level. On top of that, athletes are still dealing with real-life emotions, relationships, stress, personal struggles. As my research explains, athletes are not just players. They are students and individuals with real emotions, and those emotions can directly affect performance and motivation. The main idea in emotional impact is love and relationships play a bigger role in sports than people think. A strong relationship can give an athlete confidence, support, and motivation. But on the other side, a breakup or emotional stress can become a huge distraction. Imagine trying to focus during practice or a game while dealing with something personal. That mental distraction can affect decision-making, energy, and overall performance. This ties directly into sports psychology, especially topics like stress, motivation, and emotional control. When athletes are overwhelmed, it can even lead to burnout, where the sport they once loved no longer feels enjoyable. Some challenges athletes face could be school, sports, social life, and relationships. That constant pressure can build up over time without proper support. It can lead to stress, burnout, or even losing the passion for the game entirely. Some solutions and recommendations. One of the biggest takeaways from this topic is that the athlete needs more time than just physical training. They need mental and emotional support too. Coaches and programs should focus more on mental health resources, open communication, support systems for athletes. From an event and team perspective, even small things like clear communication, strong leadership, and focusing on safety can reduce stress and help athletes perform better. At the end of the day, the fallout of love in college sports isn't about athletes not caring anymore. It's about the pressure changing their experience. If we understand that athletes are real people with real emotions, we can create even better environments for them to succeed, not just as a player, but as an individual. At the end of the day, the fallout of love in college sports isn't really about athletes losing passion. It's about how pressure, expectations, and real-life emotions slowly change their experience. What once felt fun and natural can start to feel like a responsibility or even a burden. We can see this clearly in real-world research. For example, a study by Regina C. Johnson and Jeffrey C. Sun looked at college athletes dealing with career-ending injuries. Many of those athletes didn't just lose their ability to play, they struggled emotionally because they lost something they loved and identified with. Some reported feeling disconnected, stressed, and unsure of who they were without their spot. That shows how deep the emotions connection to sport really is, and how quickly that love can turn into something difficult when circumstances change. This connects directly back to everything we've talked about. Whether it's relationships, stress, or pleasure, or pressure to perform. These factors all impact how athletes feel about the sport. If those emotions aren't managed, they can lead to burnout or a loss of motivation. So, moving forward, it's important for coaches, programs, and even teammates to recognize that athletes are just more than performers. Supporting their mental and emotional well-being is just as important as training their physical abilities. If we can do that, athletes won't just perform better, they'll be able to keep the love for the game that got them there in the first place. Please. please let me know what you guys thought about this article and podcast. I would love to hear your guys' feedback.